Okay, Chuck, stand by, please. In 3, 2, 1.
Chuck Chat Freestyle for Monday, July 25th, 2005. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Chuck Chat Freestyle. I'm your host, Chuck Tomasi, with my lovely wife, Donna. She's with me tonight. I have a rare treat. She decided to join me at the microphone.
Hello, everyone.
Thank you for joining us. Thank you for finding Chuck Chat Freestyle. If you're coming to us from iTunes or Podnova or Odeo, or you're a longtime listener, we welcome you to the show once or once again, depending on what the case may be. If you haven't done so lately, stop by chuckchat.com and check out the new website. It's been up for about a week, week and a half, and we're getting some various feedback, always looking for ideas for improvement. I know it's lacking a little bit in pictures, and we will be having some of the personality coming back shortly. I should also mention that we are looking for new hosting solutions for the website, so we'll probably have a little bit of turbulence coming up in the next week or so. The system I'm on is actually hosted out of my house. It's off of old used hardware, and it doesn't seem to be keeping up quite as good as I would expect. You may see timeouts and very slow page loads, and, well, we've been getting by for free on that system for quite a while, and I think it's time we officially upgrade. We're getting a little too much traffic for that system to bear, and I think it's starting to catch the attention of my ISP, and it may be time to move those. So, free is good in the beginning. Otherwise, it's time to grow, it's time to go.
TechChat.com. Ramblings of a technophile.
Now, a little bit more about me. I know I started this last Thursday, and I should apologize for last Thursday. I got going in the intro, and I said, welcome to Chuck Chat Technorama. Technorama is not the name of this show. This is Freestyle. Technorama is the other show that I do all my techie stuff on, and I got slipped up. It happens. I knew it was going to happen sooner or later. That's just one of the hazards of doing two shows at once. Now, I have another treat, although the girls aren't here. They're off at camp. We dropped them off yesterday in the heat, hot. And I've got a little bit of a book review. Last week, Julie ripped through the Harry Potter book in about 3 days. The new book, Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince. She could not put that down. She looked like her mom with a book up to her nose the whole time. In fact, that's one of my earliest memories of Donna when we were in college, was reading. In fact, our college professor, Don Faust, made a joke about that. He said, "Hey, Donna, where's the book?" So, Julie was kind enough last Thursday to give me a bit of a book review. So, here we go with Julie's and my conversation about Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince. Julie is with me right now, and we are going to do a mini book review right now. As she opens up her fudgesicle. No, we don't start over. We press on regardless. She needs to get rid of the garbage. Julie has just finished reading Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince, the latest installment of the Harry Potter series by J.K. Rowling. What did you think, Julie? Good? Bad?
I'd show you a thumbs up, but
or
it's kind of
on the microphone. On a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being a real stinker and 10 being you would keep this forever, where would you put this?
Probably 9.
A 9. Okay, how would you compare it to the other books? Is this the best of the best?
The author got a little better, because before it was one book had one plot, and now it's 4, 5, and 6 kind of blend together.
Oh, so you got, it's more of a continuing story.
Yeah, you have to remember things. Oh, yeah, four had this and, yeah.
Okay, let me just read the inside cover. It says, the war against Voldemort is not going well. Even Muggle governments are noticing. Ron scans the obituary pages of the Daily Prophet looking for familiar names. Dumbledore is absent from Hogwarts for long stretches of time, and the Order of the Phoenix has already suffered losses. And yet, as in all wars, life goes on. Sixth-year students learn to apparate and lose a few eyebrows in the process. The Weasley twins expand their business. Teenagers flirt and fight and fall in love. Classes are never straightforward, though Harry receives some extraordinary help from the mysterious Half-Blood Prince. So it's the home front that takes center stage in the multi-layered sixth installment of the story of Harry Potter. Here at Hogwarts, Harry will search for the full and complex story of the boy who became Lord Voldemort, and thereby find what may be his only vulnerability. Does that sound about right?
Yep.
Now, without giving any secrets away, what was your favorite part of the book?
I think it was when they found out about the Horcruxes.
Horcruxes? Can you tell us that without spoiling it? Is it a magical creature?
No, it's like a... It's...
A scary monster?
No, it's... It's a thing that you did something to it, and now it's very special.
Oh. Sort of like a lucky charm?
No, it's...
She's dying because she doesn't want to give any spoilers away. Is that what's killing you?
Yeah.
You're trying to say it without saying too much.
Because I had to suffer 5 chapters.
Now, the first night, you were up to chapter 5. We got this, what, Monday? Yeah, we got it Monday. And I think by Tuesday, you were up to chapter 18?
11.
11. And then by Wednesday... You had just about finished it. No, you finished last night, didn't you?
Yeah.
How many chapters are there? 27, 28, 29, 30. So it's 652 pages, and you did that in just a couple of days.
Three.
That's pretty fast. Did you ever put it down?
Yeah, because we have to do some stuff. Like eat.
So it was a good book?
Oh, yeah.
Would you recommend it?
Oh, yeah.
Should I finish reading it to Lisa?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it'll take like a year or two at the pace you're going.
No, we're doing about a chapter a night, and we can get it done before the school year. The Order of the Phoenix was bigger than this, right? This is not the biggest
Actually,
book.
Actually, they're about the same size, but maybe it's a little bit smaller.
I think Order of the Phoenix is a little smaller. We read that. Starting on June 21st, I think it was. And we finished that before school started. So I think we can do this. We did one chapter the first night. So, thank you, Julie, for your book report. Any parting words?
101.
Looking for 101. Are you looking forward to the next book already?
Yeah.
Did they leave you with any loose ends or cliffhangers?
They kind of wrap it up, but then as you get into more books, you see, oh, I should have known that was missing. So you don't know it's missing till you find it.
Oh, that's what they said about the last Star Wars movie, too. As soon as you watch it, you go, oh, I didn't notice that, but now it kind of makes sense. Is that kind of what you're left with?
Yeah.
Now, okay, well, we already did our parting words.
In this one... In the last of them, you kind of wonder how Voldemort stayed alive, but not that much, and now here you find out how.
Oh. Uh-huh.
So something you didn't really need to know, but something that makes it more.
Thank you. Bye.
101. Again.
Go.
This is Dr. Pamela Gay from Slacker Astronomy, and you're listening to Chuck Tomasi on Chuck Chat.
I hope you enjoyed that book review we had with Julie. Now, I have Donna here for one very good reason. I heard a poll was taken last week. I think this was one of those Pew surveys where they said something like 16% of the people on the internet have heard of podcasts, which leaves 84% that have not. And even less than that knows what an RSS feed is. And there were some really ridiculous low figures in there. So what I would like to do, if you have found this by way of the website and you've clicked on the little gray podcast link, I appreciate that. But we would like to help you to understand better what podcasting is really all about. And I wanted to bounce it off of Donna and see if she could help us explain what podcasting is all about and how it differs from just clicking and downloading and listening the old-fashioned way. Hi, dear.
Hello.
What do you know about podcasting?
The only place I've heard about podcasting is from Chuck actually doing the podcasts. I had not heard about it beforehand, and I don't hear about it at work. I mention it myself at work based on Chuck's activities because people want to know what I'm doing some certain nights of the week, and that's what I can tell them, that I'm reading while Chuck is podcasting.
And I should mention that she enjoys that time alone. She said, we were having a talk. We went out to dinner. We've got no kids, so we decided to take advantage of the evening. And we said, let's go out to eat. Our first suggestion was, where were we going to go?
Outback.
Outback. The Outback Steakhouse, which is over by the Fox River Mall, a couple miles from us. And then we decided,
Taste of India.
Which is a little, we thought it was a little Indian restaurant, right in a strip mall, just across the street. Well, not literally across the street, a couple blocks from where we live, easy walking distance. But when we got there, the sign said closed, and it actually looked more like a buffet hall, right?
Banquet hall.
Banquet hall. And it said closed. So that was discouraging. We turned around, and we saw this other place that was right next to a tattoo parlor, and next to a florist shop that said Russian Delights.
Other.
And we couldn't tell from a distance if it was a grocery store or a restaurant, so we took a little look, and turns out it was sort of a grocery store. Very small grocery store. Almost like a party store.
Yep, even smaller than a party store.
They had a couple coolers and a few shelves and a cash register, and it was pretty wide open space from the looks of it.
Correct.
And a couple of I saw a young guy behind the counter, and we decided that wasn't where we were going to go for dinner.
All of the cars that were parked there were for the tattoo parlor, not for the...
Yeah, there's a tattoo and piercing parlor. So we kind of joked, we said, you in the mood for a piercing tonight?
Said, not tonight, maybe tomorrow.
Then we turned around and took our third choice, which was, still within the same,
Block.
Yeah, it wasn't even a quarter mile from where we started to where we were going, from the Russian place back to our third choice, which is an old standby reliable restaurant called Cinders. It used to be called Mr. Cinders. And would you like to tell the story about the mayonnaise? One of our earliest memories of this place. It's very funny.
We saw a TV commercial that says, every time I come here, they run out of mayonnaise, and someone had dumped a whole jar of mayonnaise on their sandwich. Well, I ordered a sandwich with mayonnaise, and it came with what seemed like a whole jar on the sandwich. So now we make a joke about that. We connect that TV commercial with Cinders all the time now.
Well, first, when you got the sandwich, it came with no mayonnaise.
Oh.
They delivered it, and you said, I asked for mayonnaise. And then it was as if somebody in the back had spite. And they went, mayonnaise? I'll give her mayonnaise. And this thing looked like it was covered with mayonnaise.
And there was probably spit in there, too, for all we know.
Oh, yeah. Visions of road trip come to mind with the French toast. If any of you have seen that movie, you know what we're talking about. So we had a very nice steak sandwich at Cinders. We brought our umbrellas because it is storming. Let's see. It's not too bad now. There are tornado watch out right now, so we're sort of being risky and recording this while it's thunderstorming out. So, back to the RSS. Yes, we were talking about RSS. And you know what? I had a little background music to play here. There. We need some music. So back to the RSS. You've talked about it. Does anybody at work understand what the RSS
Nobody's
thing is about?
Nobody's mentioned RSS before at work.
They haven't seen my van full of bumper stickers and go, "What's podcasting, Donna?"
Nope.
Mm-hmm. They're not working. We're going to have to slap some bumper stickers on your plastic car. So RSS is really... It stands for Really Simple Syndication, and it's the tool that enables really podcasting. Last September, last August, whatever it was, July, August, that time frame, there came a key ingredient. RSS has been around for a while in blogs. People are publicizing, syndicating their content. They write an article, and a piece of software known as an aggregator picks it up whenever the aggregator says to check. So if I write an article on chuckchat.com and somebody says, "Hey, I want to subscribe to that," they check once an hour, once a day, once a week, whatever their software is set up to do, and they say, "Is there anything new on chuckchat.com? Is there anything new on geeknewscentral.com? Is there anything new on vobes.com?" You can check for new articles. Well, the key piece of ingredient that was missing was called an enclosure tag. An RSS file comes in a format. It's an ASCII file called XML, Extensible Markup Language, which is typically used for machine-to-machine communications. I'll bet you use a lot of it in the ERP software and don't even know it, for when you're doing electronic transactions and things.
I'm not sure.
Gonna have to check.
Mm-hmm.
This enclosure tag says, here is where to find a file, here is how big the file is, and here is what type of file it is. So now you can have things like an audio file, which this is. I will put a copy out on my server, and the RSS feed will contain this enclosure tag. So when you use iTunes or iPodder or Doppler or one of these dedicated podcatching clients, it will say, go to chuckchat.com and see if this has been updated. And if it says, "Oh, Chuck put out the Monday Night Show," it will go and get it. That's really what podcasting is all about. Because downloadable files have been around for a long time. The difference between just clicking on it on the front page and the actual podcasting piece is that you can automatically download it, for one, and the second is you can take it with you. So without very much effort, I get the file. The computer is automatically checking, downloads it whenever it needs. Maybe it's in the middle of the night when nobody's using the computer. And then it winds up on my iPod or other MP3 player automatically. So I get up in the morning, I've got all fresh content, things I want to listen to, when I want to listen to them, where I want to listen to them. Very handy. Does that make sense? Did I explain that clear enough?
That makes sense. Seems like on the walk you mentioned a couple of different things. To relate the difference between just clicking on the icon.
Do you remember?
And I think you made it very clear just now.
Do you think I mentioned anything better? Worse?
No, I think it was even clearer just now. Thank you.
Oh, okay. I have a short promo here from NHCWX Help Radio Weather. I can't remember. He sent it to me today. I've heard of this, and I can't remember. I personally haven't subscribed, but I have listened to this. It's kind of an interesting thing. It's a weather. Maybe I should subscribe because there's a tornado watch tonight.
Radio NHCWX is a part of the Hurricane Project, a nonprofit organization dedicated to keeping the public informed before, during, and after an emergency strikes. Radio NHCWX is funded strictly by donations from the public. If you would like to contribute to the Hurricane Project and help keep Radio NHCWX on the air, please visit radio.nhcwx.com right now and click on the Make a Donation button. Every contribution helps, and thank you for supporting and listening to the largest streaming audio station in the world dedicated to providing you up-to-the-minute storm information. Radio NHCWX.
Praise God, hallelujah! You've reached the Temple of Chuck Tomasi in the Freestyle Podcast.
I'm wondering if anybody can guess who that is. It's not entirely obvious, but it's funny. When I heard him do that voice, I just laughed and laughed and laughed. We were talking on Saturday. Hey, I've got a quick update for those of you who listened to last night's Technorama and know that I had problems with the iPod. I was listening to Inside Mac Radio when we dropped off the girls, and when I went to listen to more audio, it wouldn't play. It was just dead. Dead, dead, dead. And I was rather upset. I tried a reset. I tried everything. It would not come back on. I tried all kinds of key combinations. Nothing. Just... This is the one that Donna kindly traded me for my older one, so I could play around with some of the new podcasting features. Thank you, dear.
You're welcome. No problem.
How's the old one working out for you?
It's working well.
Does it have the music on there you expected?
Yeah. It seems like it has a better shuffle than my new one. Surprisingly enough.
What's wrong with the shuffle on the fourth gen?
This shuffle brings up my favorites. I don't know how it works that way. It's probably coincidence.
Yes, they've revamped their shuffle algorithm. Well, before we started recording last night, Craig Stepp recommended that I plug it in, charge it up, just for the heck of it, because sometimes, I think you've noticed this, that sometimes it will charge and it will run for hours and hours and hours. Others, you charge it, it says fully charged, and you get, like, an hour.
Correct. I've seen that when I go jogging.
So I had it fully charged before we started that road trip, and that wasn't more than an hour.
That was almost
exactly an hour out there.
Just a little less.
So when I got back, charged it up, let it go overnight, and I mentioned that I was having problems in last night's show, and Lance Heath from the Digital Experience podcast listened to last night's show and responded to my plea for help and said, "Have you tried a reset?" And I kind of went grumble, grumble, grumble. Yes, I've listened to it. I've done the reset. I'm not happy about it. But I said, I'll just humor myself and try a reset again since it was fully charged now. And that brought it back to life. So the combination of fully charge it, because it was probably so dead that it couldn't even tell me it had no battery juice. Charge it up, then reset it, all was well. So, thank you, Lance. Thank you, Craig. You both saved me who knows how much money.
Hello, this is Kyan Chris Conroy from the Technical Difficulties Podcast, and you're listening to Chuck Tomasi on ChuckChat.com.
I should mention one other technical difficulty that I had. Speaking of technical difficulties, my headset microphone that I've had for about the past 6-7 months, actually I had it for a couple of years, but I've only started using it since I podcasted for the last few months, has finally died. We were at the amusement park last Saturday and it wouldn't record. I was able to determine that it had a loose connection. I went, "Hey, I've got an extra connector thingy," because I repaired my cassette adapter that I use for the iPod in the van. So I took out the soldering iron that I got for a special price and fixed it. Bzzzt, 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 made smoke and everything. But it didn't work. Didn't work. Connector's dead. So I said, well, this gives me a good excuse to order that Griffin lapel microphone that I always wanted, because they're in stereo. They're cool. So for $15, I was going to get one for $10.90-something, but it was a Canadian company, and they charged extra for shipping, and it offset the cost of the regular price. So $15 from, I think I got this one from CompUSA, and they're reputable. I've shopped with them before. Should be here in a few days, and I look forward to using that. I don't think I will have it in time for tomorrow night's golf game. Once in a while, I'm surprised with UPS. Sometimes you order things, even on a Saturday, and they come in and they're there on Monday morning. How do they get that from Saturday to Monday in my hands? Why is it that the things you don't really need come in really fast, but the things that you need and you're waiting for and cost you money? You're dragging. Come on! on! Order this FedEx next day! Hurry up! Does that happen to you?
I don't order that many things, but it's probably like, they probably reprogrammed it like my shuffle got reprogrammed.
The FedEx shuffle.
Yeah.
Let's move these things around in Memphis, Tennessee.
Probably a sheer coincidence.
Probably a sheer coincidence. So, if I get the lapel microphone tomorrow, actually, regardless of whether I get it or not, I will be... Need a little more music while I do this story. I will be making another attempt to record golf. I've been promising this all summer that I would try to get a golf game recorded. Tell you what goes through the mind of a golfer before, during, and after the game. That beat means it's time to record freestyle, so we're a little bit ahead of schedule. I will be taking the iRiver with me. I attempted this last week. I had it strapped to my arm. They come with a very nice arm strap. But in practicing on the driving range, I noticed that it was affecting my swing. So I took it off, and I had a very good game. Last week was the last week of regular play, and it was very competitive, and I wanted to get as many points as possible to shoot me back up to first place or as close. As it turns out, I ended up in third place, because there was a tie for first. No, Jeff and Tim. Anyway, fourth place, third place, something like that. Out of 12 people, I did pretty good. There was only a couple of points between me and the lead. So I did real well. But I will... Tomorrow night is a fun night. We'll be playing best ball. Some people call it scramble. Basically, you get four people out there, you hit it as far as you can, and you take the best shot. If everybody goes in the woods, well, you're not very good golfers. Somebody has got to stay out of the water and out of the woods and out of the sand, and then you shoot from there. So it's not uncommon to get a lot of pars, maybe a couple of birdies, and everybody has a good time because there's no real bad shots. So I'll have a lot more fun with that. I won't be as pressured to shoot real well, and I will let you know what goes through my mind as if I were playing a real game and all shots were mine, and you'll probably hear some a little better dialogue between the players because we'll be in closer proximity. Everybody will be standing around the same ball, whereas if I recorded last week, you know, Steve would have been way over on the left side shooting out of the long grass, and I would have been way over on the right side shooting out of the sand, and you know, you would have heard me say, "Did you find it, Steve?" And then you wouldn't have heard his response. This time, we'll all be looking around going, "Where did the darn thing go?" So that's what I'm looking forward to. Tomorrow night, we should have that recorded. I don't know if we'll get it into Thursday's show. We'll certainly try. We'll have lots of clips, so maybe I'll stick a clip in there the before the game and then lead you into the game next week. So this weekend, I will be out of town at a family reunion, and should have lots of good stories coming out of that. That's just about it for tonight. One last note. I am helping a gentleman by the name of Jeff Lamb get his old radio show on the air. Jeff, I've known Jeff I haven't known him personally, but I've heard his material since the early 80s. He used to do a syndicated radio show. When I was in high school, I'd get up and about 10 to 6 every morning, you'd hear this, "It's time for Mom and Dad to leave the room, because your old pal Buffalo Dick is on the air." Yes, that was the name of his show, Buffalo Dick, and his cute, cuddly, adorable little sidekick buddy, Buffalo Chip. I don't know if he listens to this show. He'll probably laugh if he hears my poor imitations, but I got in touch with him last week, and he's interested in getting his stuff on the internet. He said, "How do I get into this webcasting stuff?" And I said, "Well, first, it's podcasting, and I can help." So he was real helpful for that. All I want out of it is an interview and a sweeper.
Hi, this is Tim from the Winecast Podcast, and you're listening to Chuck Tomasi on ChuckChat.com.
Does Chuck Chat Freestyle leave you hungry for a little more tech? You should try out Chuck Chat Technorama. Twice a week, I get together with my co-host Craig Stepp, and we talk about real geeky stuff. We talk about the latest tech news, gadgets, programming, browsers, movies, and give our opinions on all that stuff. We try to stay away from the major stories because we know you'll hear about those a dozen other places. Chuck Chat Technorama is, well, different. And different is good. Check it out by clicking on the Technorama blog link at www.chuckchat.com or use the CC Technorama link to put in your podcatcher client. See you there! Well, that's going to wrap it up for us tonight. Thank you for joining me, Donna.
You're welcome.
It was certainly more fun doing this with you than sitting down here talking to, you know, this screen.
To the computer. To the microphone.
And I haven't had the girls here in so long, although it was nice having that clip from Julie. I'm going to have to pre-record a few more things with them, and then I can stick it in the show as if they were really here. And I still have not worked too much on the amusement park sound seeing tour. I hope to get that done very soon. Look for another interview coming up in the next day or two down the freestyle feed. This week should be with Podcast Paul from the Podcast Paul podcast. That's a whole lot of P's. Good thing I have a pop filter on this thing. Do you have any parting words? She shakes her head. I'm lucky I got her here at all. Thank you for listening. Thank you for joining us on Chuck Chat Freestyle. Why is my volume so low on this? That's better. Don't forget to stop by chuckchat.com. Check out the online store and everything else. Binary high five, everybody. 101.